Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Alhamdulillah, munshi al-khalqi bin mu'ata, thumma as-salatu ala al-mukhtari fi al-qidam, mawla ya sahib.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Upon occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was performing salah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam then says that inna shaytana arada li, that shaytan, he came in front of me and fashadda alayya, and he tried to interrupt my prayer. Arada li, he tried to interrupt my prayer. Liyaqta' as-salata alayya, fashadda alayya liyaqta' as-salata alayya, he tried to interrupt my prayer. فَأَمْكَنَنِي اللَّهُ مِنْهُ, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given me the upper hand. فَأَمْكَنَنِي اللَّهُ مِنْهُ, Allah had given me the upper hand. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَذَعَتُّهُ, I choked him. وَلَقَدْ هَمَمْتُ أَنْ أُوْثِقَهُ إِلَى سَارِيَةٍ حَتَّى تُصْبِحُ فَتَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I thought of tying him to one of the pillars of the masjid till you get up in the morning and you can see him too. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, فَذَكَرْتُ قَوْلَ سُلَيْمَانَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ رَبِّي هَبْلِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي. And then I made dua. I remembered the dua, the statement, the supplication of Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salam, where Sulaiman alayhi salam had said, Rabbi habli mulkan la yambaghi li ahadin min ba'di, my sustainer, bestow on me a kingdom such as shall not belong to anyone other after me. So this shows Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was also given this ability, and of course he is wama arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sent as a mercy to the entire universe. There's no time, there's no space, place, race, all of this is not mentioned. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is sent as a mercy to the entire universe. So remember, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is recalling and says, inna shaytan arada li, one shaytan, he came in front of me, and fashadda alayya liyaqta' as-salata alayya, and he tried to interrupt my salah. Imagine, who is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Yet shaitan, he thought he could also try with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, and this is humility, and this is always attaching any greatness, anything that you enjoy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَمْكَنَنِي اللَّهُ مِنْهُ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't say, I had the upper hand. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah gave me an upper hand upon him. فَذَعَتُّهُ, I choked him. Imagine Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam choked shaitan. And he says then sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَقَدْ هَمَمْتُ أَنْ أُوْثِقَهُ إِلَى سَارِيَةٍ حَتَّى تُصْبِحُ. I wished and I would love to have taken him and tied him to one of these pillars, so that when you rise up, hatta tusbihu, so when you rise up, fatanduru ilayhi, so that you can see this is your enemy. Fadhakartu qawla Sulaymana alayhi salam, rabbi habli mulkan la yambaghi li ahadin min ba'di. And then I remembered Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, I recall the statement, the dua of Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salam, my sustainer, bestow on me a kingdom such as no one will have after me. فَرَدَّهُ اللَّهُ خَاسِيًا. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam choked him to such an extent. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says here, thereafter Allah made him return with his head down, humiliated. خَاسِيًا. Imagine the strength of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَرَدَّهُ اللَّهُ خَاسِيًا. So the hadith continues in terms of the hadith. The commentators make other points here and there, but we're not going to go into that. Why are we mentioning this hadith to you here? Interesting, isn't it? And the hadith, probably you've never heard this hadith before, and it's mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari. Hadith 1210. Hadith 1210. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and this whole incident with shaitan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam choking him. This narration is by Sayyiduna Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Shaykhul Hadith of this Ummah. So Hadith 1210, you can find it. Why? Still the question remains, why are we mentioning this Hadith to you? What does it have that we want to teach you today? So it has this word, if you go back just to our previous stanza that we were busy with last week, وَشَدَّ مِنْ سَغَبٍ أَحْشَاءَهُ وَطَوَى. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tied and folded on account of hunger around his stomach. Doesn't say what, that comes in the next one. But yeah, وَشَدَّ, this word شَدَّ, it comes in this word, it comes in the words of this ahadith, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ عَرَضَ لِي, that shaitan presented himself to me, فَشَدَّ عَلَيَّ لِيَقْتَعَ الصَّلَاةَ عَلَيَّ فَأَمْكَنَنِيَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ. So shaitan presented himself to me, and what was his objective? His objective was he tried to interrupt my prayer, my salah. But Allah had given me the strength over him, and I choked him. فَدَعَتُّهُ, I choked him. So this narration we mentioned to you, the word, the key point there which you need to highlight in your brain and understand is fashadda. That's the key word. But look at how much we learn. We learn a new hadith. I'm learning, you learning, we all learning. So the sense of learning takes place. Shadda yashuddu. This means to tie. So shaitan, here in this particular aspect, it also means shadda, also means to have a bit of a fight, to have a bit of a fight. فَشَدَّ عَلَيَّ لِيَقْتَعَ الصَّلَاةَ عَلَيَّ, and to wish to overpower someone, to wish to overpower someone. فَشَدَّ عَلَيَّ لِيَقْتَعَ الصَّلَاةَ عَلَيَّ, it means to overpower someone. He wanted to overpower me, interrupt me, and disturb, distract my salah. Ask yourself, what's the condition of mine in your salah? And to what levels? That is why in the same narration it comes where the adhan is been given, shaitan, then he passes wind so loudly, so just so that he doesn't have to hear the adhan. That's how guilty he is. And it is said then he comes back. And between then when iqama is given, he runs again. And then when salah starts, shaitan comes and he says, Udhkur kada wa kada, and he goes and makes you think, and you're solving things you couldn't solve anymore, things you couldn't remember where it was, now you are finding it. This is because of this hadith. But we have to improve our salah. Look at what Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. He took him and he choked him. And that wasn't enough. He said, I want to show the Sahaba radiallahu anhum who shaitan is. So anyway, but he left. The key point there is, فَرَدَّهُ اللَّهُ خَاسِيًا. He left there in a state of total humility, head down, and totally embarrassed. This was the state that shaitan left. Another place where this word comes, and we'll share it with you, it is the last 10 days of Ramadan. It also means to tie, this mazbuti se bandna, to tie hard. So it comes in, also narration of Bukhari, إِذَا دَخَلَ الْعَشَرُ شَدَّ مِعْرَزَهُ. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tie his lungi tight. Tying it tight means that he was going to focus fully on ibadat now. Fully on ibadat, making ibadat and the rest. So this is hadith of Bukhari. Next, also another meaning of shadda yashuddu. It means to make strong. Ta'yid karda. To make strong. If you see in this verse of the Quran Sharif, Suratul Qasas, and if you turn to verse number 35, verse number 35 is where we are. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention in this verse? Allah Azza wa Jal gives glad tidings to Musa alayhi salam. Qal, Allah Azza wa Jal says, Sanashuddu adudaka bi akhika, that we will strengthen, we will make your arm stronger through the help or through your brother. This is the brother of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, that is Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salam. Qala, Sanashuddu adudaka bi akhika, wa naj'alu lakuma sultanan, and will make you have the upper hand. فَلَا يَسِلُونَ إِلَيْكُمَا Allah Azza wa Jal then says, so, and will make you have the upper hand, so they will not reach to you. فَلَا يَسِلُونَ إِلَيْكُمَا They will not reach you, they won't cause harm to you, meaning. بِآيَاتِنَا Why? Because of our signs. أَنْتُمَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَكُمَ الْغَالِبُونَ You both and those who follow you will be victorious. أَنْتُكُمَا Or antuma waman wamanittaba'ukuma antuma wamanittaba'ukuma al-ghalibun You both and those who follow you will be victorious. Verse 35, Surah Al-Qasas. So this word here mentioned, sanashuddu adudaka bi-akhika. It also means shadda yashuddu, to make strong. And that's what you're doing when you're tying. You're making something strong. Mazbuti sebanna, to tie something strong. Shadda also means to harden. Shadda also means to harden. If you go to Surah Yunus, and that is chapter number 10, Surah Yunus, and you are looking at verse number 88, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَقَالَ مُوسَى رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ آتَيْتَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَأَهُ Musa alayhi salam is speaking to Allah azza wa jal. He is Kalimullah, he can speak to Allah, and he's saying, رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ آتَيْتَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَأَهُ زِينَةً وَأَمْوَالًا O Allah, you've blessed Musa, you have blessed, Musa alayhi salam is speaking, you have blessed Fir'aun, Pharaoh and his group with glamour and riches in the worldly life, فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, in this worldly life. رَبَّنَا لِيَضُلُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِكَ Our sustainer, they mislead from your path. You've blessed them with this, but they are misleading. Note and know, understand well, this is not a blessing for them. So, something that has been given to you, it looks outwardly like a blessing. Wealth, if you look at health also, but it's taking you away from Allah. It's blocking you from pathways, from people to get to Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning the masajid and the rest. Then, this is not blessings for you. So that is why Musa alayhi salam is saying, Ya Allah, you have given Pharaoh and his group glamour and riches in the worldly life so that our sustainer, they mislead from your path. So that our sustainer, meaning address now, our sustainer, they mislead from your path. So what's the dua? رَبَّنَا اطْمِسْ عَلَىٰ أَمْوَالِهِمْ O Allah, obliterate their riches. وَاشْتُدْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ And harden their hearts. فَلَا يُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى يَرَوُوا الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمِ To such an extent, so harden their hearts so that they may not come to believe until they witness the painful punishment. This was a curse from Musa alayhi salam. Now he saw these people, they are just going further and further and further. There's no way that these people are going to turn back. Musa alayhi salam tried his utmost best. And despite all of this, Fir'aun's heart was too hardened. So Musa alayhi salam said, Washdud ala qulubihim. Harden their hearts. Washdud is the key word here. And washdud means, because we are busy with this word, Washadda min saghabin ahsha'ahu wa tawa. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam died. Shadda. Yashuddu means to tie. So here it means, we're just giving you another meaning as well, and that is to harden. Washtud ala qulubihim. Harden their hearts. Harden their hearts. So this was the dua of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam. That Rabbana tmis ala amwalihim. Washtud ala qulubihim. Fala yu'minu hatta yarawu al-azab al-aleem. Our sustainer obliterate their riches. And harden their hearts so that they may not come to believe until they witness the painful punishment. This is an important, vital dua now. You can make this dua now, and you can make it upon Israel and all of those who are causing and supporting this illegitimate cause and this pain and this terror, tyranny upon our Palestinian people. رَبَّنَا تْمِسْ عَلَىٰ أَمْوَالِهِمْ وَاشْتُدْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى يَرَوُ الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمِ. Our sustainer, obliterate their riches, harden their hearts so that they may not come to believe until they witness the painful punishment. So this is a dua. I gave you the reference, verse number 88, Surah Yunus. Surah Yunus, that is chapter number 10. There's another hadith which we can do now as well. This hadith here speaks about when you try to be too difficult. Deen is easy. Allah Azza wa Jal has made deen easy. Inna deena yusrun. Deen is easy. Now this word, sheen dal, shadda yashuddu, right? It comes in this hadith as well. And we're going to see how does it fit here. Walay yushad al-deen ahadun illa ghalabahu. Deen is easy. Inna deena yusrun. You make it difficult, then what's going to happen? You're going to overburden yourself, which that, of course, whatever Allah Azza wa Jal says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Sahaba radiallahu anhum did, the fuqaha I've mentioned, this is ease for you. But now you say, no, I want to be a little bit, you know, innovative. I want to come out of this. I want to use, and you go against principles of the Quran, of the ahadith, of the fuqaha, the rest. Then you've made it difficult for yourself. And what's going to happen? You are overburdening yourself. وَلَيْ يُشَادَ الدِّينَ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا غَلَبَهُ. And whoever overburdens himself in deen will not be able to continue in that way. It will overpower. That situation, condition will overpower him. So, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, فَسَدِّدُوا وَقَارِبُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا. So, you must not become so extreme and go beyond the limits and introduce, innovate. Stay within the confines. Do not overburden yourself, which the deen has not. Because if you look at it, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. So, فسددوا, you shouldn't go into this levels. That is why also when you're reforming your life, you have to do it under the supervision of an expert sheikh. You may say, you know what? I want to give up everything because you heard one hadith. Now you've gone into this totally different realm. It can happen. It's possible. But when you approach an expert sheikh who is not just, he's sincere, and you can see the signs of sincereness dripping from head to toe, then what happens? This assists you upon your path. Because now, say, let's give you an example so you understand this well. So you say, no, I want to use bucket bath. Now the sheikh will see everything and he will understand that, see, you're going to put too much difficulties upon yourself, which you didn't do and you were not doing. You're going to break down in within 3 or 4 days. And that's not exactly what we want. We want to gradually get you on to this conveyance so that you are going in the correct direction. This is what the objective of the sheikh is, to gradually get you on this pathway. And you will see and you'll notice when you are in the company of the pious, the true pious people I'm speaking about, you are able, there's so much of nuraniyat that is transferred that you are able to do so much of good in a short period of time. You've got that taste, you've got that sweetness, you've got that love, desire to do all these good actions. Otherwise, it becomes very difficult. So, one way of this is to find an expert sheikh. And if you cannot find them, which is very difficult in today's times, understandable, then you read their books. This will suffice for it. فَسَدِّدُوا وَقَارِبُوا. And what else must you do? And you must also try your level best to be near perfection. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say sit back and don't worry, don't become extreme. The interpretation, the meaning in which we give is be relaxed, man. That is wal ajizu man atba'a nafsahu hawaha wa tamanna 'ala Allah. A person who is foolish, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what happens? Man atba'a nafsahu, he falls, he follows his nafs, whatever his nafs tells him, he follows, he obeys his nafs. You know all the slogans that have been thrown at you, obey your thirst, obey this, obey that. So what happens? He follows his nafs. Wal ajizu man atba'a nafsahu hawaha, his desires, wa tamanna 'ala Allah, then he has hopes, distant hopes, that, you know, Allah is going to help me. So what we say today's times, we said to you previously, you sit back, you do all the evil, Allah ghafoor rahim. Allah is ghafoor rahim. Allah is ghafoor rahim. But by you not striving, what's the effects of this? Go and see. This is Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim. And you're looking at verse number 7. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّهُمْ, when your sustainer, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has announced, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this announcement. So chapter number 14, and you are looking at verse number 7. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ, your sustainer, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ, when your sustainer said, announced, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ, if you express gratitude, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, then we increase it for you. Allah says, I increase it. The actual translation, word for word, I will definitely increase it for you. وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ, and if you are ungrateful, you do not honor your iman, your deen, whatever it may be in the year, it's general. So whatever Allah has blessed you with, you do not respect it, honor it, count it as a bounty. Then Allah Azza wa Jal, then specifically, mostly we are speaking of iman, yeah. Because without iman, there's no success for you. You won't be able to show gratitude for anything if you do not have this prerequisite of iman. لَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ, if you are ungrateful, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ, surely my punishment is severe, Allah says. Surely my punishment is severe. So deen is easy. And whoever overburdens himself, then he will not be able to maintain himself and he will lose the path. So that is why, how to build yourself up. It's like immune system. You've got to build it up. So like this, your iman has to be built up. Then it becomes strong and solid. But overnight, you want to make such changes. You say, I'm not going to sleep the entire night, tahajjud rest. And then you break down the very next day. You can't wake up for Fajr Salah. وَقَارِبُ, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, strive to be close to perfection. وَأَبْشِرُ, and receive glad tidings. Receive. وَأَبْشِرُ, glad tidings. وَاسْتَعِينُ, give glad tidings, receive glad tidings. وَاسْتَعِينُ بِالْغَدْوَةِ, وَاسْتَعِينُ بِالْغَدْوَةِ وَالْرَوْحَةِ وَشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الدُّلْجَةِ. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, these are the times you gain strength. Gain strength by worshipping in the mornings. وَاسْتَعِينُ بِالْغَدْوَةِ وَالرَّوْحَةِ وَشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الدُّلْجَةِ, and afternoons and during the last hours of the nights. So this is what you need to focus on. Next, so here we focused on وَلَيُشَادَ. شَادَ also comes from these similar roots. Moving on, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another hadith here, which is mentioned, now we're speaking, وَشَدَّ مِنْ سَغَبٍ. سَغَبٍ, we said to use that, hunger. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died on account of hunger. Now, if you look at this hadith, beautiful hadith, which you can find in the books of Ibn Majah and the rest, all you'll find these type of ahadith, encouraging one to give for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu. What's the rewards of feeding? Man at'ama is mu'minan, right? The word mu'mina is clear here. Man at'ama mu'minan. And we don't say that giving out is only for the mu'mineen, the believers. You can give to anybody. But here specifically in this, to gain the virtue of this particular reward, it's mentioned in this hadith of Tabrani, Tabarani, right? من أطعم مؤمنا حتى يشبعه من سغب. Whoever feeds a mu'min, brother, sister, حتى يشبعه, to the point that now he's satiated, he's filled, من سغب, and he's taken him out of that situation of hunger. من سغب, سغب is that hunger that we're referring to here. It's not just a hunger. It's a sakhbuk lagna. It is a severe sense of hunger. So whoever feeds this person who is starving, fills his stomach, أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ بَابًا مِّنْ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ, Allah will enter him into a door of Jannah from the doors of Jannah. Allah will enter him into a door from the doors of Jannah. مَنْ أَطْعَمَ مُؤْمِنًا حَتَّى يُشْبِعَهُ مِنْ سَغَبٍ أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ بَابًا مِّنْ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ. Nobody will be able to enter this door. لَا يُدْخِلُهُ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ مِثْلَهُ. Nobody will be able to enter this door except for those whom is on that same length, wavelengths, on that same similar in terms of actions. This door will be exclusive for these special people. So feed the poor. Start with those domestics. Start with those whom you know who are hungry. Give them something to eat and don't give them stale food. Give them something that is good. Sometimes it's maybe a day old, it's still good, but look, make it look presentable at least. But stale food, definitely you can't give. Something that is good, but they've got a term that they use nowadays, gently used. So you get clothing that's gently used. So they put that gently used, you must know it's still in very good condition. It was hardly used. So this is the word, min saghabin, we've done now. If you see in the Quran Sharif, Allah Azza wa Jal also speaks about this. In Suratul Balad, Allah Azza wa Jal addresses this here. في يوم ذي مسخبة, في يوم ذي مسخبة. But you have to understand this verse, you've got to understand all the verses that precedes it. Then you come to this and then you understand and you'll enjoy the meanings of these verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the Quran Sharif whenever we opened it last. Allah first takes an oath in the Quran Sharif, Surah Al-Balad, here we're speaking of, La uqsimu bihadha al-balad, I swear by this city, wa anta hillum bihadha al-balad, and, O Prophet, wa anta hillum bihadha al-balad, you are going to be allowed to fight in this city, wa anta hillum bihadha al-balad, wa walidin wa ma walad, and by the father and that which he begot, wa walidin wa ma walad. The word walid refers to Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam, and that which he begot, that means wama walad, the phrase is given to his children, Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam's children, from the inception of the world to the end of the world. This is referred to here. Thus, if you look at it, the phrase swears an oath by all and large, all and sundry, Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam and his children. لَقَدْ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ, indeed we created man to live in hard struggle. The verses continue, أَيَحْسَبُ أَلَّا يَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ أَحَدٍ, does he think that no one has power to overpower him? Does he think that no one has power over him? أَيَحْسَبُ أَلَّا يَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ أَحَدٍ يَقُولُ أَهْلَكْتُ مَالًا لُبَدًا, he says, I've spent a lot of wealth. أَيَحْسَبُ أَنْ لَمْ يَرَهُ أَحَدٍ, does he think that no one has seen him? أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ, did we not make for him two eyes? وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ, and a tongue and two lips. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ, and showed him the two ways. فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَةِ, yet he did not make his way through the steep course. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْعَقَبَةِ. And what may let you know what the steep course is? فَكُّ رَقَبَةِ. It is freeing of the neck of a slave. Freeing of slaves. أَوْ إِطْعَامٌ يَزِدْ. Key. Verse number 14, Surah Al-Balad. أَوْ إِطْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ ذِي مَسْخَبَةِ. Or giving food in a day of hunger. These are actions which we're supposed to be doing, engaging. Giving food on a day of hunger. Now we move to verse 15. So why are we saying this verses here and why are we mentioning this to you? Suratul Balad, verse 14. Mas khaba. You've seen seen gha, seen ghain, and ba. Mas khaba. This is what we're referring to at the end of Surah. At the end of this verse 14, Surah Al-Balad. أَوْ إِطْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ ذِي مَسْخَبَةٍ. Or giving food in a day of hunger. Mas'khaba is severe hunger. That's what we're referring to. Seen, ghain, ba. You saw it. You found it in that word. So this is all falling under this chapter here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this love to feed the poor. And to do it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To do it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now look at this hadith here of Ibn Majah, beautiful hadith, also on feeding. It was narrated that Umair, it was mentioned that Umair, Mawla, he was the freed slave of Abil Lahm. And he used to say, كان مولاي يعطيني الشيء فأطعم منه. My master used to give me food and I would feed others. فمنعني. And then he stopped me. أو قال فضربني. The narrator is saying, he said that he hit me. فسألت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. I then asked Nabi Karim صلى الله عليه وسلم. أو سأله. I asked Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or it's mentioned, he asked him. فَقُلْتُ لَا أَنْتَهِ. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked this question. And it was said here, I said, I will not stop. لَا أَنْتَهِ. I'm going to carry on giving. Who's saying this? Umair. I'm going to continue giving like this. لَا أَنْتَهِ أَوْ لَا أَدَعَهُ. I will not stop. I'm going to carry on giving this. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this answer. فقال الأجر بينكما. The rewards will be between the two of you. Sometimes you give a gift to someone. And just shortly after that you see that person gave it to someone else. You feel you shouldn't be doing these things in front of people. But there's no problem in it. According to Sharia, that person took possession. You gave it willingly, happily. So he gave it to someone else. So etiquette shouldn't make you do something like this. Yes, there were occasions or there are occasions where it's fine and there's total understanding. But generally, people don't understand these things. So, but to give a gift and that person takes it, he gives it to someone else, you're getting the reward. Maybe he's got this already. So he gave it to someone else. So that person's going to get the reward. So there's no loss for you. Al-ajru baynakuma. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the reward is between the two of you. But the point of the matter here is to feed. And this is where this word and this, it comes in the one narration, in fact, about ja'i'an. This is Sunan Ibn Majah. It comes ja'i'an. Ma at'amtahu idha kana ja'i'an aw saghiban. This comes also in the ahadith. Hadith 2298. If you see, it comes there. So what happened here is, they suffered. Hadith 2298. Hadith of Ibn Majah. Ma at'amtahu idha kana ja'i'an aw saghiban. Wala 'allamtahu idha kana jahilan. So what happened here is, it's interesting. Because sometimes we're looking for solutions, but the solutions are here in hadith. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum mentioned that they suffered for a year of famine. And they came to Medina Munawwara, and a Sahabi came to one of his gardens and took an ear of the corn. He rubbed it, ate some, and put the rest in his garment. The owner of the garden came and beat him. The narrator is saying, he beat me and took my garment. I said to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and told him what had happened, all of this that took place. He said to the man, the one that beat him, "You did not feed him when he was hungry, and you did not teach him when he was ignorant." You didn't feed him when he was hungry, nor did you teach him when he was ignorant. So the final ruling Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave, look how Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dealt with these situations. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, give back his garment, and ordered that a wasq, so this here is a measurement that must be given, or half of it. So it must be given a wasq, or half of a wasq of food which will be brought to him, one of the two. Garment must be given back to the owner, but food must be given to him. But the point here that you need to highlight here is, there are people that are starving around us. We're quick to say and chase them out. Take them here. Trump said this morning, take these poor people out of here. And they don't want them anymore. Because in what's the image we give? They are all criminals. But these are hungry people. Yes, we don't say all cases are the same. Sometimes they do capitalize on these situations also. So you should see how you're going to fit in your society. I'm not going to give a blanket ruling for everyone. But here I'm saying, if you're going to drive out the poor people, then you are also to be blamed before you drive them out, because you didn't teach them a trade, or you did not educate them or teach them something that they can do. This was what Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling the owner. You're complaining, this is what had happened. But let me say to you something else. Ma at'amtahu idh kana ja'iyan. Ma at'amtahu idh kana ja'iyan. When he was hungry, aw saghiban, this is the word that we're focusing on, seen ghayn ba, saghiban. You saw it in this word, saghiban, seen ghayn ba. And that is, wa shadda min saghabin, to tie on account of hunger. That is what we're referring to here. So here, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, you never fed him when he was hungry, when you were starving, severe hungerness. And also, another thing you have never done is, wala allamtahu, you didn't teach him, idha kana jahilan, when he was ignorant. Two things wrong you didn't do. If you did these two things, perhaps you didn't feed him, but at least now you empowered him. So these are major lessons which we learn from the books of Ahadith. And you know, we can go to others, and meaning other other books. But why we choose to learn these Ahadith and look at the words, how it comes in different narrations, is because it teaches us so much. We learn so much. Look what this Hadith has to say. And then you get so engrossed in it. It's just amazing. There are other ahadith, inshallah, which we will mention to you in the times to come. Just one quick hadith as well. This year, so let's see our words again. وَشَدَّ مِن سَغَبٍ. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tied on account of, now we know, سَغَبٍ means to be out of hunger, due to hungerness, right? وَشَدَّ مِن سَغَبٍ. أَحْشَاءَهُ is where we're focusing on now. أَحْشَاءَهُ. You'll see this word also comes from hashal wisada, to put wool inside a pillow. So to fill it up, this also refers to. That is why the stomach is called this, entrails, you say in English, because it contains so many different portions, the intestines and the rest. If you just look at, there's a beautiful hadith now, there's no time to go through the whole hadith. But Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it was during the period of When if you look at the hadith, it's hadith 7517, Kitab al-Tawheed, Bukhari. This particular time when Jibreel alayhi salam washed the Mubarak chest of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi salam. And this word comes there that fahasha bihi sadrahu. Jibreel alayhi salam had filled Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi salam's chest. He filled Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi salam's chest and his all of this with his throat. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi salam's chest and his throat was filled. Jibreel alayhi salam stuffed his chest and throat blood vessels, which we're speaking about, and then closed it. And then he closed it. Closed the chest of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a beautiful hadith, you can find it, of how this whole, you will say, operation, but how gold and all of this was placed. It's just amazing. Gold, a gold bowl of full of wisdom and belief was brought. Jibreel alayhi salam took this gold bowl of belief and this gold bowl of wisdom, and then Jibreel alayhi salam took it and placed it in the chest and throat of the throat blood vessels of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam and closed it. And then he went and ascended with Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the heaven of the world. They knocked on the doors and the whole incident continues like this. But it's interesting to note, this word yahasha means to fill. So dhahaba mahshuwan imanu wa hikmatan fahasha bihi sadrahu. You can check it. There's another hadith as well of how this, but anyway, our time is up. All you've got to know is this last word, which we haven't done now. Ahsha'ahu means Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's stomach. And tawa, wa tawa. What does this mean? Wa shadda min saghabin ahsha'ahu wa tawa. Tawa means to roll up. Allah Azza wa Jal says, this is in Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 104. Yawma natwi as-sama'a katayyis sijilli lil-kutub. Allah Azza wa Jal says, we will roll up the skies. Just how the registers of the books are rolled up. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. To roll up. Wa shadda min saghabin ahsha'ahu wa tawa. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died on account of hunger and folded his stomach. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.